Okay then, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. I suppose, as far as yesterday's trading conditions are concerned, was there any sort of real clarity? Certainly off the back of last week's non-farm payroll numbers, it's hard to see. Let me bring our screen back up. So we do have a major news event today, which is US CPI numbers. So we're going to see if there's any improvement on the inflation story for the US economy, or will the inflation story remain really quite stubborn and quite sticky? Because that's really going to influence Jerome Powell and the Fed with regards to monetary policy decision-making, i.e. lowering rates, or that rate pivot that these markets have been pricing in for about a year and a half without any rate pivot in sight. So this is just one of the many kind of complexities behind these markets as things currently stand. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Apologies, we're starting a little bit later this morning than normal. Right, please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, be mindful risks involved in trading these financial markets. Okay, sorry about that, guys. We're just lost connection there for a sec. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, then all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So many to choose from. How do you go about narrowing down which opportunities to look for? That's where this session comes in. This is our ability to look at not just what we're trading, but more importantly, why are we trading it? And what narrative perhaps is driving that trade? Then it's about entries and exits. That's where our technical sort of trading strategy starts to kick in terms of risk management as well, trade management. If the market moves in favor, do you have a means in which you can start mitigating risk on those trades? Along with trade psychology, all very important features. There's a lot of education in your members area on each of these elements, but we do address these considerations every day in our live trade room, so we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and we can be patient as well if we need to be. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. We'll start, of course, with Forex Factory. So this is the news event for the day. Yesterday, nothing of any major concern for these markets. We had some minor news event. We had Eurogroup meetings yesterday. So there's been talk for quite a while about trying to normalize capital markets in the European Union. And there was some consensus agreed yesterday. Now, it's just, an agreement. How that plays out in reality, it kind of creates a little bit more capital for everybody, removing barriers to for capital markets, which is, I suppose, to some degree, always a good thing. But when you have so many different economic entities in one union, it's very difficult to get consensus and agreement on these types of things. And that's one of the issues with the European Union, of course. So we've just had claimant count change coming in much better than expected. We're expecting over 20,000, 16,800. So as in line with very low unemployment across the board. Average earnings index seems to be just coming in a bit lower than expected. And that unemployment rate, although the number of unemployed claimants are going down, you're getting a good positive sort of jobs background. We're seeing the unemployment rates. We saw non-farm payroll last Friday in the US, it jumped from 3.7 to 3.9, even though there was a very large number of jobs added to the US economy. So unemployment rate as well is jumping. It's a little bit higher, 3.8 to 3.9. So is this the trigger that these central banks need in order to start cutting rates? So the big one for the US economy now, and just markets more broadly, is today's CPI numbers. So that's the next significant event. Year on year, it's looking like it's it's going to remain sticky. Now, I would suggest that these markets are pretty much pricing in 3.1, which is kind of how these forecasts work. But if this number comes in 3.2 or 3.3, we think that would have a bearish impact on these markets. If it comes in as 3% or 2.9, even more importantly, then that's probably going to significantly drive prices higher, we would assume. Okay, so that's the consumer price index number. These are the inflation numbers for consumers in the US. And we do have a 10-year bond auction. It's going to be really interesting. There's a lot of refinancing that the Treasury needs to do. And it starts at these auctions in terms of seeing how much, what the demand is and the rate at which, the price at which those bonds are sold and the yield that they're likely to generate. So kind of we've had really strong bond auctions, as you can imagine, with Treasury yields up at 4-5%. So that is likely to continue. There is some concerns in some parts that, you know, we've seen Treasury yields actually rolling over a little bit and soften slightly. We still have inverted bond yields. If you just look at the difference between a 2 and a 10-year, just the headline number. Got a 10-year at 4.09 and a 2-year at 4.53. So it looks like there's 100 basis points in the pipeline in terms of cuts. Not necessarily by year end, but over the course of the next 12 months, we would probably assume. So that's kind of where these markets are currently sitting. Oh no, I've lost my screen again. Sorry, guys. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, it just moved. Right, great stuff. And good morning, everyone. Thanks very much for joining us. Good to have you with us as always. Okay, so really, we can have quite a large focus on the CPI number this afternoon. So where does that leave these markets? Well, we were concerned with the potential bounce, and these markets were looking really quite bearish yesterday. And there was quite a few reasons for us to look at those little sort of smaller sell trades in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We had markets like NVIDIA really rolling over to the downside. And and the wheels come off just a little bit as far as these as far as the Magnificent Seven are concerned. There's a bit of weakness across Apple and Tesla but we never really saw the significant follow-through in prices for markets like NVIDIA. We saw a little bit of softening, but certainly we didn't see anything like we saw last Friday, which is a really strong bearish engulfing candlestick. So so it looks like we're getting this little bit of a bounce yet again. Now, this is why we're quite willing to try and hold on to these trades. Firstly, what's important is, as far as risk is concerned, we didn't want to take too much risk on these trades because we know that they keep bouncing and making new all-time highs. So we're actually positioned to the downside with these markets when, as you can see, that we're beginning to bounce off those lows. So elsewhere, is there any real clarity with these markets? So equities are bouncing again at a point yesterday where they were looking like we were going to get at least further downside. That's not subsequently what's happened. Even the Dow Jones is looking a little bit more positive, looking really quite bearish down at these lows. Shows you how quickly these markets can pivot really aggressively. Bit of a bounce as well, certainly off the lows as far as the German DAX is concerned. And the Nikkei, so the yen trades are slightly different because we've got a little bit more of a medium-term view on these yen trades. So the euro dollar, the yen had a bit of a strong rally overnight, which has now sort of pulled back But we're in the NASDAQ. Sorry, we're in the Nikkei, sorry, to the downside. Currently just getting a little bit of a pullback. But we've got a long-term view of these, the Euro-Yen. And it's really with the expectation that the BOJ are going to make some sort of effort to start normalizing policy. And if that's the case, we'll probably see a large influx of capital into the yen. And we want to try and be in that trade as early as possible. So strong bounce already today. Let's see where this where these yen pairs go. But these three yen pairs, which we do have a little bit more exposure in, can be almost set and forget for now. So this little bounce, we're not overly concerned about that, even if it starts to rally a little bit higher. We're kind of in this market for a very, very specific reason. Hopefully we get paid on it. So a bit of an erratic dollar, really, all in all. Not much clarity, really, to get too excited over. A little bit of up and down over the last couple of days. So the dollar is not great. We kind of took a back seat from the dollar for a little while until we get a little bit more clarity. Those yen pairs were already in, which is, we're very comfortable sitting in those. You can see crude oil, it's really struggling to break above $80, but also it's really finding it difficult to get below 77. So we've got a $3 range really now for the last 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, sort of 12. You could probably extend it even further. So the last 2, 3 weeks, we're really not making any progress in crude oil. However, a breakout above 80 would give us a good rally to $84, $85. Not too sure about the short-term sell trade. There's strong support levels just below these current prices. So that brings us and leaves us with the potential for gold, especially if the dollar strengthens, the potential for this market to roll over. I just want to just capture the high, the previous high. Yeah, sorry, it's much, much lower, isn't it? I forgot how high this market rallied. So you just want to capture. Yeah, so let's zoom right in. So an amazing kind of really strong rally. So we've got this quite tight little bit of indecision so far this week. And if we get a pullback, I suppose the first port of call was the 21.43. But then if we get a strong pullback, it could come back as far as 20.68. And that's just purely technical. So, but you do need a bit of a strong dollar in order to be able to get into crude oil. Into gold, should I say. So it's worth looking at, but you see, the reason for kind of this strong rally, which certainly caught us by surprise, even though we were watching it every day, was because it's kind of a hedge trade to the equity rally. And that's a counterintuitive trade. Normally, it's a flight to safety risk where you would, you know, you'd probably move into gold because, you know, you're concerned about the bubble-like territory that we're seeing across the equities and cryptocurrency markets, and so when you see a bit of capital moving to risk and to safe haven, it does make it an obscure market condition. So we're looking for potentially if the dollar starts to strengthen, and there is no dollar strength at the minute, so that's a big problem. Okay, so with this in mind, then let's do our trade plan. We're looking for this to unwind. It's looking a little bit strong now and a little bit bullish, but we're looking for the US indices to unwind. And if they do unwind and roll over to the downside and they break yesterday's low, we're probably on for a really strong corrective trade. It's just preempting that move. And we did say yesterday that if the market pulls back and bounces off its lows, it creates a lower high. So if it starts to make a further leg to the downside, that would be a really good structural move for this market and for our trades. It's not looking great at the minute, but it is a part of that pullback process. And we know that these markets don't move in a linear straight line, that they do pull back before they take the next leg to the downside. So really what we're looking for as far as US CPI numbers is we're actively looking for inflation to broadly be a bit sticky, maybe even coming in a little bit higher than expected. And then we'll see if the market reacts accordingly. So risk off, it's really quite a mixed. So yesterday we had kind of a risk off strong kind of sentiment, which completely faded as the day unfolded. US DAX, Nikkei weakness. We still have a we have a bias for the Nikkei to actually continue to roll over to the downside. We're just suspended in midair at the minute, so further downside for the Nikkei. Yen strength, and I think just as a little note, really, we want to keep all of the. Options open, and so US CPI numbers. At the new time. So what we can expect during this news event is, and this is at the earlier time, the reason why we put the time in here is because these North American news events are an hour earlier. So we've got, normally this is at 1:30 UK time, but for the next 2-3 weeks, it's going to be an hour earlier. So we're looking at 12:30. Right, okay. This is not a particularly exciting trade plan, largely because our summary is of a mixed nature, but we can look to see if we get a rollover to the downside for the Nikkei, the Japanese 225, or will we get some further yen strength. We're looking for that trade, and we keep all other options open with this CPI number due out later today. So look, I've posted this into the chat box, guys. Thanks very much for joining us. We will be switching rooms now to our live trade room, where we break down these trading opportunities in a lot more detail. We get some analysis. We'll discuss the various different market narratives. The overall backdrop is a little bit on the cloudy side. There's a few questions that need answering, and we're getting this little drift phase for now until we get those answers coming through. So it is about being ready and prepared for those trades when they arrive. They do move quickly. They don't last very long. So it's important to be able to act, but with a strong approach in terms of risk management. Okay, so on that note, thanks so much for joining us as always. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website, starting from just $59. Month, just go to thelivetrading.com and feel free to connect with us through our website if you need. Right, great stuff, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day. And for those of you that want to join us for the European trading session, we'll be live now in just a few seconds. So we'll see you shortly. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.